Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about it, I started in the church as a little girl, 7 years old, and grandmother used to take me to church back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I used to sing for the Lord, and I used to sing in the adult choir, and I loved the Lord with all my heart. By the time I was 9 years old, I was gung-ho, and my grandmother even said to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant, but I knew I liked the sound of God using me. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job had transferred him out here, and by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus, and grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. I was in the nightclubs at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a praying grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Bill Cosby. I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap. He was going to set me up, because, see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money. And I liked the glamour. And I liked the applause, because that said, I love you. We all want to be loved. Hallelujah. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know it then. When I was 16 years old, I had had a baby out of wedlock, and by the time I was 17 years old, I left home and joined the cast of Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. Then it was the alcohol, and then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. So one day I was introduced to cocaine, and I know that all drugs are a spirit, but this cocaine became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm just letting him know that I don't belong to you. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I went on for about 12 years of my life, and I traveled with people, and I worked with Chaka Khan and Rufus, and I worked with Captain and Tennille and all the people in the studios, and I was good at my job, and I was quick, and I could demand double, triple scale, and I went to work, and I was high every day. The devil was trying to kill me, but I had a praying grandmother, never turned her back on me. Hallelujah. One time when I was in Houston, Texas, I met a man there, and I was getting ready to go on the road with Chaka Khan, and there was a group going on the road with us, Heatwave, and they had a man working with them, and he was doing their lights, and I didn't know this, but I met him on the road, and he was a nice guy, and you never would know it to look at him, but he was also, not only was a light director, but he was a cocaine dealer. The devil knows how to really do it. So we began to be friends, and we began to date, and I began to get all the cocaine I wanted for free. How many of you know it wasn't for free? But we came home, me and this young man, and we began to live together, and he was still selling drugs, and I began to make drops for him. I was dropping off cocaine and making a lot of foolish turns in my life, and my life began to do this spiral, downward spiral. I was going to hell. Then I began to watch Christian television. I began to watch Dr. Frederick Casey Price. Hallelujah. No matter what time I went to bed on Saturday night, whether it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, somehow our eyes popped open at 8:30. Evidence? And I have to be honest with you. I used to sit there with my pre-rolled joints from the night before, and I used to fire up a joint and watch Dr. Price. And I used to kind of, Dr. Price, you know how I am. I used to kind of make fun of Dr. Price. I said, well, just look at how my face come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. But faith came. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Just see. For about 2 years, I watched Christian television. I was in and out, and I bought a Bible, and I would throw away all of the paraphernalia to smoke crack with and the smoke-free base, and we used to make it and make our own. I threw it all in the trash, and then I'd go get it again, and we'd get high. And one night, as I was getting loaded, I began to pass out, and my head hit the wall. Boom! And I began to slide down the wall, and as I came to, all of my bodily fluids were doing their own thing, and I was dying. But I had a praying grandmother, and I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television, and Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just calling on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter. Save my granddaughter, Jesus. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was as if God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil from me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. And I said, Jesus, if you'll turn me back, I want to come home if you'll take me. And I said, Jesus, I know you're real. If you'll just take all of this away from me, take all of the drugs, take them away, I'm tired. And I want you to know that instantly I was set free. Instantly I was delivered. Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh,
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingrid, and that was Helen Bayless' testimony. Praying Grandma, and you went right into Mary, Did You Know, by Helen Bayless, right here on The Love Journey. It's just something about having a praying grandma. Sometimes you wake up and you miss those who were a part of your life. You miss your mom, you miss your grandma, you miss those people who left the physical planet. And sometimes you listen to songs and it reminds you of the love. And so we're going to get this morning and invite the presence in. And as we remember those who walked the planet before us, we invite our ancestors and invoke their presence this morning. And as we move into the stillness, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and we recognize this great spirit that is known by many names. In this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so I invite you into the stillness, bringing in the presence, becoming very intentional about the breath, recognizing that there is power in the breath family. So in this right now moment, I want you to breathe. There is power in the breath. I want you to become intentional by breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, then release the breath. And being conscious of breathing in deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, because the heart wisdom. Together, family, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And as we invite the energy of forgiveness, the power and the cleansing and the releasing of forgiveness.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold. Hungry when I'm hungry. Miss my mama when we're away. Get tired. I'm a person. And I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby's life. Yeah, means mother, quiet. Yeah, yo, yeah, yo. Please, please, someone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Jimmy and England. Love, 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 a couple of days. Yay, yo. She said, yay, yay, yay. And we're going to be reading from The Science of the Mind in Our Keeping. Now, every living thing, young or old, weak or strong, living near or far, known or unknown, living or departed, or yet unborn, may every living thing be full of bliss. Our Bible is based on the premise that God is pure spirit, that God creates through the power of God's word, and that the universe is a manifestation of God's imagination. You see, God imagining God's self through knowing God's self to be what God is. The whole teaching of the Bible may be simmered down to the simple statement presented to each and every one of us individually as though a divine hand delivered it unto our individual keeping. Check this out. You are one with the creative spirit of the universe. And there's a universal divine spirit which will inspire, guide, direct, and companion you. But there is also a universal law of cause and effect which sees to it that every act, every thought, every motive must be accounted for. Finally, through your suffering, you will learn to distinguish right from wrong. You will live in conscious union and in conscious communion with the divine spirit. And from then on, your words, your thoughts, your acts would be constructive, and you will come into complete salvation. God has done all God can for you because God has delivered God's entire nature into your keeping. But since this nature is truth and goodness and beauty and wisdom, love and power, you can never enter completely into the kingdom of harmony until you consciously unify with harmony. You see, this is the balance between truth and justice, between love and reason, between true divine freedom and the misuse of the law, which is not liberty, but license. This is from a book called What Religious Science Teaches, written in 1974, pages 68 through 70. And today's affirmation is, today I express myself believing that there is a presence hidden within me, which is both the reality of my true being and the presence of God. Today, I express myself knowing that there is a presence hidden within me called the presence of God. Called the presence of God. I am God. I am God. I am God. What happens when you become so embodied with the presence that you become exactly what you speak? With the words that you speak, you are God. I am God. In my latter days, those words became easier to believe. See, there used to be a time in my life where saying those words felt like blasphemous, because I grew up in the sanctified church. And even though the word does say, our God, it was difficult for me to see myself as God. Can you see yourself as God? Can you keep reciting those words till you become the embodiment of what it is that you already are? God
spoke the word and the word was made flesh. God spoke the word and the word was made flesh. Oftentimes, when we walk this journey, oftentimes we feel alone. But the word says we are never alone, and God will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we feel life is moving and change is happening. And the people that you once looked up to or were your rocks are no longer in the physical being, and you go, wow. You wake up and you go, wow. Am I dreaming? And even though we know life is temporal, we know it. We know it. It's everything about life we already know is temporal. But what happens to us when we wake up and no longer the people that was there, no longer there? That was like, wow. Oftentimes when I hear Helen Baylor's testimony about her praying grandmother, and when I hear a lot of times what's going on in our communities, I think about the praying grandmother. You know, the kind that fasted and prayed and anointed the doors and woke up 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd be like, Grandma. She walking the floor and she is in her prayer mode and she anointing your head while you trying to sleep. You've been up all night and she just praying through the house, you know. And what's interesting about that is by the time you get up, she got breakfast ready, coffee made, tea ready, and everything ready by the time you get up. And she'd been up. Because it was the 3 and 4 o'clock hour that she communed with God. That was the time when she communed with God. That was the time when God downloaded in her spirit exactly what was going on in your world. And sometimes it wasn't so good. And she even told you what was going to happen in your life before you even saw it coming. And that praying grandma, I heard a praying grandma. She would take with that information and she would fast and she would pray. And it was like she had no fear, no fear. It's like she had no fear. Guess if you lived that long, I guess you just don't care, right? Or you just simply don't have no fear, huh? And so I got up this morning and I thought, wow. What happened to the praying grandmother? What happened to the ways of our grandmother's ways, you know? We get too big for our britches, y'all. And then you find out the britches too big and you go, oh, I got to do it like my grandmother used to do it. I find myself every 3:30, 4 o'clock, I find myself up in the morning. I find myself walking through the house praying, and I find myself asking God for direction. It occurred to me that we truly are never, never, never alone. Never alone. And God said to me this morning that we can never, never, never not understand that purpose gave life to us. You see, life didn't give purpose to us. Purpose gave life to us. Everything in your being, every part and every cell in your body absolutely understands your purpose. Life didn't give purpose to you. Purpose gave life to you. Purpose knew why you were here. Purpose understood the journey that you were going to go through. Purpose opened up the universe and said, let me bring you to the planet because there's something I got for you that only you can do. Only you can do. See, you can never not live your purpose. Already your purpose. I get asked a lot, how do you find your purpose? Finding yourself. I think that's the only real purpose in the journey of this life. You come to find yourself. You see, this journey, people will keep you distracted. Life will keep you distracted. Technology keep you distracted. Things keep you distracted. But the real journey is not that you came to serve. It's not that you came to express and return and discover self as God. Discover yourself as God. Our job is to do our work on ourselves. You see, the one thing that I think that praying grandmothers did was they kept us in order. The family, in order, we had Sunday soul dinners, soul food dinners. And it's interesting how you don't have any gratitude for any of that. Oh, we got to go back to my house again today. It's Sunday. Sunday done roll around. And it's time for Sunday soul food dinner. Oh, Grandma wants us all to go to church today, y'all. I remember the music, the food, the laughter. And it's funny when the matriarch makes a transition, we no longer do those things, you know. It's been years, and sometimes it's months and years go by, and you haven't even seen your family members, you know. Days go by, months go by, you haven't even picked up the phone to say, hey, how you doing? But it's something about the order of things. 3 o'clock getting in, up in the morning, the 4 o'clock conversations with God, discovering self, enjoying family, and understanding that the real joy in life is discovering that love is all it is. Love with the soul group you came to the planet. Love for the self. Love for your community. Love for family and friends. And when we get down to it, it's really all about love. 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 In Nature Boy, which is a song that Nat King Cole wrote, he was feeling some kind of way because he was being, he was in love. Love. He was in love. He was in love. But he had been hurt. And he had hurt someone that he truly, truly loved. And he asked a question in the song, Nature Boy. Nature Boy is kind of a older song. My mom used to get up every Sunday. And my mom used to get up every Sunday, like clockwork. And she used to put her jazz on when I was a little girl and her music. And in this song, Nature Boy, he asks a very pertinent question about love. You see, he said there was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. And one magic day, he passed my way. He said, the greatest thing that we'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. He said, there was a boy, a very strange and enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad about it, but very wise was he. Then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. While he spoke of many things, fools and kings, and then he said, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love, just to love and be loved in return. And this song came out of a feeling of being heartbroken. And he asked himself this question, Nat King Cole did. He asked himself, why is the very thing that you desire, which is love, is the very thing that you push away? And out of those words, he wrote the song, Nature Boy, out of his pain, out of the very essence of loving and being loved, was the thing that eluded Nat King Cole the most. And so when you think about the fear of loving, the real truth about love, so I thought about the word that I talked about one day on this line, loveify. I introduced to you this word. Officially, again, the word is loveify. I like to introduce it to our language, the English language, the love journey language, loveify. When I think about loveify, the worthy of much celebration, welcome to the world, loveify. To loveify something is the most wonderful thing we can do. When you do it, it makes your heart feel bigger than your body. You feel like a happy billionaire and the light beams pour out of your eyes. To loveify your relationship is the highest blessing. To loveify yourself is the highest blessing. What if we just decided to take ourselves and loveified ourselves, or even loveified our relationship? What if we dedicated our relationship to ourselves to love, or even a relationship to love? We can choose a particular relationship that we might be even in disharmony with. We could choose our partners, ourselves, our sons, our daughters, our parents, a colleague, a bank manager, a cat, an orchid, or any relationship. And then begin to consciously dedicate that relationship to love. But don't just think about it in your head. Say it from your heart and out loud. I dedicate my relationship with myself, Janine Ann Ingram, to love. What if I decided to dedicate my relationship with my husband, Brenton, to love? What if I decided to dedicate my relationship with money to love? Well, what if I decided to dedicate my relationship with my body to love? I want you to choose something. Because I want us to become conscious. Conscious of what it is we want to love about right now. And I want you to say this until you really feel it. You see, to loveify someone is to appoint love as the guardian angel of that relationship. So let's say, what did you decide? I dedicate my relationship with my body to love. I dedicate my relationship with my body to love. Well, could it be money? I dedicate my relationship with money to love. I dedicate my relationship with money to love. And we say it until we feel it, until we feel it in every cell in our body, until we feel it. Let's make love the big thing today. To loveify a relationship is to identify love as the real purpose of even being together. You see, love is our holy work. It is bigger than everything, bigger than every distraction, bigger than how busy you are, bigger than any fight, bigger than the past, bigger than any fear. In the sight of love, fear isn't even as great as a single hair, said Rumi. In the sight of love, fear is not even as great as a single hair, said Rumi. An eclipse of the sun is just a trick of perception after all. Loveify your day by making love the most important thing today. Loveify your day by making love the most important thing today. Last but not least, ask love to show you how. To loveify someone is to be willing to loveify them in a way that they really feel. See, it's not about how you like to be loved. It's about how they like to be loved. You see, love is intelligent, and love knows how to love. You can ask love to show you how to love someone by writing to love. Dear love, show me how to love Janine today. Dear love, show me how to love my body today. Dear love, show me how to love Brenton today. And when you get through writing your letter, then let love express itself through you today. And be willing, receptive, and open, and available for all the love that exists for you today. Regardless of the choice that you made or who you made to loveify, let's loveify today. Let's loveify. Because Nat King Cole said it best. The greatest thing is to love and be loved in return. Greatest thing is to love and be loved in return. Isn't that interesting? He said, on one magic day, he passed my way And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. It's just to love and be loved in return. So as we move through today, as we move through our days this weekend, let's allow ourselves to love a Father. And so as you decide on that one relationship today, that one relationship, whether it's yourself, your partner, your son, your daughter, your parent, your work colleague, your bank manager, whatever it is that you consciously want to dedicate your relationship to, just think about it in your head and say it from your heart out loud. I dedicate my relationship with whoever you decide. I dedicate my relationship with whoever it is you decide to love. And say this until you feel it, until you feel it in your heart. And to loveify someone is to appoint love as the guardian angel of this relationship. Like Nat King Cole said, our greatest thing we'll ever learn is to love and to be loved in return. The greatest thing is to be loved and be loved in return. When I think about our grandmothers, praying grandmothers, the love they exhibit, the prayers that they pray, the anointing, the food. It was something about those Sunday soul food dinners. It was more than just actually eating food. It was the love. It was the love. It was the love. It was the love. Any thoughts anybody got? You can just realize on by pressing one. Or you can, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you're on teleconference, you just start 6. If you have a thought about how you're going to loveify this weekend, and you have any questions, comments, or concerns, if you didn't get something, conversation on loveifying, it really is a powerful exercise to remember that love is the greatest thing you'll ever learn. Good morning.
Good morning, my queen of love, and how are you?
Absolutely amazing.
Yes, you are. Totally and completely. What a lesson, what a lesson. Okay, so what I am dedicating my loveify to is loving myself, because I am finally at the age of 65, dedicating this part of my life, my crow stage, to loving me. Loving me. And it's something that is very, very long in coming. And in that, loving myself, I've actually had to sweep some very close people from the center of my life so that I could get to loving me. And it's been very traumatic for me over the last 30 days, but it's been very good. So there's really, really good stuff happening and really, really hurtful stuff happening at the same time. But in it all, I see the growth. And growth is always uncomfortable, I would say. So there's a lot of growth happening. And your tools are so germane in this. The things that you taught me have led me to this point. The things that you taught me are sustaining me through this growth. And I just thank God for you in my life. I probably would still be stuck and not even realizing how stuck I was and not knowing that I had given so much of myself and my soul away and just being frustrated, not knowing why I was frustrated. My children have just made me aware that I have an anger problem. So lots of stuff to deal with. Lots of stuff to deal with. And the anger is in being suppressed and oppressed in speaking my voice and my thoughts and my love. So I'm starting with loving me and going to get the help that I need, but also removing those things and people that were making me feel less than. It was always about being less than. And it started in my childhood, less than. You talk too much. You got too much to say. You have too many questions. Well, you know, they say we make these contracts, and I don't know. All I know is I was trying to leave at the age of 2 because I didn't like the contract I chose. So I've been trying to leave this planet since I was 2 years old. But, you know, I got stuff to do. God said, not yet. So not yet. So in this crone stage, I am now walking into my latter reign. And the first part of that is learning to love me. And for these things, I give thanks and praises to the Most High and to Him for the gifts that He's given me, including the Love Queen, Janine. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank God for you. I am complete.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, God.
I appreciate you.
Ah, oh, man.
And I look
appreciate
forward to
you.
Hearing. I was going to say, I look forward to hearing how, you know, just loving yourself, what that looks like for you and how that changes the trajectory of the ride you've been on, you know? Thank you.
Well, you're going to see some stuff really, really soon. I'm working on launching my blog page. It should be out by Monday. So look for that. It's Queen Wordsmith. That's the title that was given me a long time ago by one of my mentors, my jazz mentor, dubbed me Queen Wordsmith. And that's going to manifest. It's under Queen Wordsmith, but there's also going to be visual things, pictures I've taken, images I've used. So that's going to come out Monday. And more things. Just thank God for the journey. And this crone stage is going to be very, very interesting. And that's part of the latter rain. You know, we talked about that, the latter rain in the forgiveness ceremony. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, congratulations.
So,
and I look forward to being
Oh, man, thank
much.
You. We give thanks and praises. Thanks and praises to the Most High. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, yes. All right. That was Sherman from the Philadelphia area. All right, good morning, family. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on teleconference. All right, family, I want you to stay tuned for 95.1 FM. I'm going to be coming on right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show with my co-hosts, Peyton and Ricky. Yes, yes, yes. Today, we're going to be giving away money. We got a $100 gift card we're giving away and 2 brunches. So tune in, call in, and win your $100, win your brunch. And we got some fascinating things coming up. We're going to be bringing the Tom Joyner to Chicago. Tom Joyner is going to be retiring in 2019, and we're going to be part of his tour here in Chicago. So we're going to make sure that the Ricky Peyton and Janine show be part of his tour process. And also, we're going to be doing some really great stepper sets. So I want you to stay tuned. Tune in to 95.1 FM station in Chicago. If you're not in the Chicagoland area or you don't have a radio, you can go to clubstepping.com. And then once it's up, you just push play. And if you have a Play Store, you like to pull down the app, you can go to your Play Store and pull up the app, Future Vision Entertainment. That's Future Vision Entertainment, and you will hear our 95.1 FM today at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern, Janine and Ingram on 95.1 FM, Club Steppin' Family. All right. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And so, again, I just want to give you the steps to love aside this weekend. I thought it'd be a great exercise to decide to dedicate a particular relationship to love. And once you decide what you're going to, what relationship you want to dedicate, step one is to move into your heart. And not just think it in your head, but say it from your heart out loud. I dedicate my relationship to X, Y, and Z to love. Say this again until you really feel it. To loveify someone is to love as the guardian, to appoint love as the guardian angel of that particular relationship. Let me say that again. To loveify someone is to appoint that relationship, appoint love as the guardian angel of that relationship. Step two, make love the big thing today. I heard myself. I said, make love, and then I stopped right. Make love. Make love, y'all. To loveify a relationship is to identify love as the real purpose of being together. Love is your holy work. Love is bigger than everything, bigger than every distraction, bigger than how busy you are, bigger than any fight, bigger than the past, bigger than any fear, because in the sight of love, fear isn't as even greater as a single hair. Loveify your day by making love the most important thing today. And then step three, ask love to show you how. Because to loveify someone is to be willing to love them in a way they really feel it. It's not about how you like to be loved. It's about how they like to be loved. And love is so intelligent that love knows how to love. Somebody needs to say amen to that. Love knows how to love. And you can ask love to show you how to love that particular person that you decided, a particular thing that you decided that you were going to dedicate love to. And then ask love, dear love, there's something I got to tell you. See, I want you to show me how to love today. Write to love. And then let love express itself to you today. Be willing, be receptive, be open, be available for all that love has to exist through you today. That's my message. Reminding you that your life is a gift from God, family. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Choose love. Love is the only choice today, family. And remember to dream and live your God-sized dream. And so as I leave you, I want to bless your weekend. I want to bless your weekend with love. I pray nothing but blessings upon blessings upon blessings over you. As we allow the greater version of ourselves to come forth, as we get out of our own way today, to allow ourselves to shine brighter, reminding you that when you stand in your light, you liberate others to stand in theirs. Dear Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking that each and every person under the sound of my voice right now be so blessed, God, that the blessed will call them blessed. Father, Mother, God, I come before you today asking you to nourish every cell in their body, God. And that age is just a number, God, and that the gifts, the purpose, and the talent that you so eloquently laid in the foundation of their being shall come forth, God, and make room for them. Your word says our gifts and our talents will make room and take us before great people, God. That's what your word says. I ask you, God, to deliver those words right to your people right now, God. To stand on the words of your promise, God. That if we did our work on our talents, our gifts, and our, you said that we shall have all things shall be drawn unto us. Holy Spirit, I'm asking for favor over each and every person right now, God. I'm asking for your grace upon their life right now, God. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to deliver your word right now. And bless my sisters and brothers until we meet again on Monday morning. May this be the best weekend of their life, God, as we all get committed to the commitment to loveify. To be committed to the commitment to loveify. Recognizing, in the words of Nat King Cole, that the greatest lesson is to love and to be loved, God. Holy Spirit, remove anything that keeps us from feeling and being and expressing all that love is in us right now, God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Somebody's feeling weary this morning, God, to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart today, God, and remind them. No matter what the seemingly appearances, even in a relationship, even in their finances, even in their health, no matter what the seemingly appearances are, that you are always near. And you will never leave nor forsake us. And that you have delivered us to this planet with the unseen forces to guide and to lead and to direct our path, God. And that we have the power, the mastery and the authority to command the angels to go before us, to create this day with ease, elegance, and grace, and bring back the blessings and desires of our heart, God. And all we have to do is ask. And so today, God, we give thanks for the best day of our life is right now. For the best moment is in this right now moment. We give thanks for your deliverance of a mighty, beautiful day filled with love and joy and happiness and all of your goodness. Together, family, we say amen. I bless you, I bless you, I bless and honor you today, family. I send you lots of love and joy. And naturally, I'm going to play Nature Boy. It's not by Nat King Cole because I don't have that in my Rolodex on this blog talk. Next time I play Nature Boy, I will upload Nat King Cole's version. This is Orna, Nature Boy, written, produced, and directed by Nat King Cole. I love you all. And the greatest lesson is to love and to be loved in return. All right. I see you on Monday morning.